Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Babylon's Banksters, The Alchemy of Deep Physics, High Finance, and Ancient Religion by Joseph P. Farrell is a speculative nonfiction work that blends alternative history, financial critique, religious symbolism, and fringe science. Published by Farrell House. It argues that modern banking crises are not isolated failures, but part of a much older pattern of money control that can be traced through ancient empires, esoteric traditions, and private power networks. Farrell presents finance as more than an economic system, treating it as a political and metaphysical structure shaped by debt, credit, and institutional control over currency creation. The book is aimed at readers interested in unconventional historical interpretation and in challenges to mainstream explanations of global finance. Rather than offering standard economic analysis, it reinterprets banking through the lens of ancient religion, symbolism, and what the author describes as deep physics, making it a distinctive and controversial entry in the alternative history and conspiracy-oriented nonfiction category. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, banking as a long historical system of control, not a modern accident. A central claim of the book is that financial crises and banking manipulation are not recent developments, but part of a continuous historical pattern stretching back centuries. Farrell frames banking as something repeatedly engineered and redirected by powerful interests rather than left to neutral market forces. This matters because it shifts the reader away from seeing crashes as isolated technical failures and toward seeing them as outcomes of long-term institutional design. The book emphasizes continuity across eras, suggesting that the same basic struggle repeats in different forms who has the authority to create money, define credit, and shape economic dependence. By treating modern finance as the latest version of an old pattern, Farrell gives his critique a historical scale that is broader than typical books on Wall Street or central banking. The result is a narrative in which banking is not merely about commerce, but about sovereignty, power, and the ability of states and citizens to resist private financial dominance. Secondly, the replacement of state money with debt-based fiat currency. One of the book's most important themes is the conflict between public monetary authority and private banking power. Farrell argues that financial elites seek to usurp the state's money-creating role and replace it with a system in which currency functions as debt issued and managed through private control. This is presented as a structural transformation rather than a technical adjustment, because it changes who benefits from money creation and who bears the burden of repayment. In the book's framework, debt-based money is not neutral, it redistributes power upward and makes governments and populations more dependent on financial institutions. That is why the book returns repeatedly to the idea of usurped sovereignty. The critique is less about individual bankers than about the architecture of the system itself. By focusing on fiat and debt, Farrell places the issue in the realm of political economy, arguing that currency design affects democratic autonomy, national policy, and the long-term balance between public interest and private accumulation. Thirdly, alternative science, deep physics, and the hidden logic of finance. Farrell extends his argument beyond economics by suggesting that finance is connected to deeper scientific and metaphysical ideas, including what he calls deep physics. This does not mean the book operates as conventional science writing. Rather, it uses speculative links between physical theory, symbolism, and financial practice to argue that money systems may depend on forms of knowledge not usually recognized by mainstream economists. The book's unusual reach is part of what sets it apart from standard critiques of banking. Instead of restricting itself to policy and regulation, it suggests that elites have historically sought knowledge about matter, energy, and symbolism to reinforce their control over financial systems. That blend of physics and finance is one reason the book is difficult to classify. Readers may not accept every connection the author proposes, but the framework is important because it reflects Farrell's larger method to reinterpret modern institutions through non-standard intellectual traditions. In that sense, deep physics functions as a conceptual bridge between material power and hidden ideological systems. Fourthly, ancient religion, Babylon, and the symbolic roots of monetary power, the title points to another key dimension of the book, its use of ancient religion as a framework for understanding modern banking. Farrell traces the symbolic and cultural roots of financial power to Babylon and related ancient traditions, presenting them as foundational to later systems of elite control. This approach treats money not just as an economic instrument, but as a cultural and religious symbol that has evolved over time. By connecting banking to ancient religion, the book suggests that financial systems inherit older ideas about authority, priesthood, hierarchy, and sacred power. Babylon becomes more than a historical reference. It becomes a symbolic origin point for debt, control, and hidden rule. That move broadens the book beyond economics and into civilizational interpretation. It also explains why the book spends so much attention on symbols, ritual, and inherited power structures. For Farrell, the history of money is inseparable from the history of belief systems that teach people how to accept, legitimize, and organize power. Lastly, a controversial anti-establishment reading of modern global power, Babylon's Banksters is best understood as a highly skeptical, anti-establishment book that challenges mainstream explanations of finance and history. It appeals to readers who want a broader and more suspicious account of how power operates, especially in relation to central banking, global capitalism, and geopolitical conflict. The book is controversial because it mixes real financial concerns with speculative historical claims and esoteric interpretations, which limits its acceptance in academic economics or conventional historiography. At the same time, that is part of its appeal, it connects disparate domains into a single story about hidden continuity in elite power. The book is not a practical guide to investing or policy reform. Instead, it functions as a worldview critique, asking readers to reconsider who controls money, how narratives of crisis are constructed, and why financial authority is so difficult to challenge. Its value lies in provoking intellectual doubt about orthodox accounts and in offering a strongly argued alternative lens, even if readers remain unconvinced by all of its conclusions. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers interested in alternative history, monetary politics, religious symbolism, and Joseph P. Farrell's broader body of speculative nonfiction. It will be most useful for people who want to understand how financial power can be framed as a historical and ideological system rather than simply a technical one. Readers looking for conventional economics or evidence-based policy analysis may find the book too speculative, but those open to cross-disciplinary argument will find its central questions compelling. Its practical benefit is not in offering investment advice or policy blueprints, but in sharpening skepticism about who creates money, how debt structures power, and why financial authority often appears insulated from democratic control. What makes it stand out from similar books is its unusual combination of banking history with ancient religion and deep physics. That mixture gives the book a distinctive voice in the alternative history genre, where it tries to explain modern finance through hidden continuities of symbolism, authority, and control. For readers who value provocative synthesis over orthodox explanation, it is a memorable and unusual title. If you would like to support Joseph P. Farrell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.